Shvi. Vayikach Moshe mishemen ha-mishchoy, Moshe took from the anointing oil, umin ha-adom asher al ha-mizbeach, and from the blood on the mizbeach. Vayaz al-Aaron, al-bogodov, al-bonov, al-bigdevonov itoy. And he sprinkled the blood on Aaron and his clothing, and on his children and on their clothing. Vayikadesh es Aaron es bogodov, and he made Aaron and his bogodim holy. Ves bonov, ves bigdevonov itoy, and he made his children and his children's clothing holy with him. We see over here that there were 22 matones of dam, 22 applications of dam by this El Miluim, because the blood was sprinkled on Aaron's right ear, his right thumb and right toe, that is three places, and multiply that by 5, because it was Aaron and his four children, so it's 3 times 5 is 15. Then he sprinkled Shtayim Shein Arba on the Mizbeach, is another 2, which is 17. And then over here in this Pasuk, there was another 5, where he sprinkled it on Aaron and his clothing, and on his children, which is 1 plus 4, which is another 5, which is a total of 22. Ayin Ramban, who discusses that over here in Pasuk Lamed, it says that when Moshe took the Shemen HaMishcha and the Dam of the Mizbeach and sprinkled it on Aaron and his children, it is stated here after the Chalavim, the fats, were brought on the Mizbeach. But in Parshas Tetzaveh, it says it right after he sprinkled Shtayim Shein Arba on the Mizbeach. Right after he sprinkled the blood on the Mizbeach, he took blood off the Mizbeach, mixed it with the Shemen HaMishcha, and sprinkled it on Aaron and his Begadav. Why over here does it say it after the Haktoras HaChalavim, and in Parshas Tetzaveh it says it before the Haktoras HaChalavim? And the Malbim also is Medayik. Why over here it says Shemen HaMishcha first and then Dam, and in Parshas Tetzaveh it says Dam first and then Shemen HaMishcha? And he answers it based on this Diyak of the Ramban, because in Parshas Tetzaveh it was done right after he sprinkled Shtayim Shein Arba, so he was standing right by the Mizbeach. The Ein Mavir in Ala Mitzvahs. We do not pass by a mitzvah. So once he was standing near the dam of the Mizbeach, right away he took the dam off the Mizbeach and mixed it with the Shemen HaMishcha. So he took the dam first. But over here, where he waited until after he was Maktir the Chalavim and then did this, so he wasn't standing anymore next to the Mizbeach, so he was able to take the Shemen HaMishcha first and then dam, because it would not be Mavir in Ala Mitzvahs. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Moshe el Aaron vel bonov, and Moshe said to Aaron and his children, Bashlu es ha-bosor, cook the flesh, Pesach oil moyed, in the opening of the oil moyed, in the Azora, you shall cook the flesh of this carbon. V'sham toichlu oisai, and you shall eat it over there, v'salechem asher b'tzal ha-miluim, and also together with the remaining loaves of the basket of the miluim, the remaining 27 loaves, kashet zivesi lemar, like I have been commanded, saying, Aaron uvonav yechlu, Aaron and his children shall eat it. Even though usually a carbon shlomim is kachim kalim and can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, anywhere in all three machanos, but over here, this carbon shlomim was kachay kachim and must be eaten in the chaser oil moed. And that which is left over from the flesh or the bread until the next day must be burnt. And from the Pesach oil moed, from the Azor, you shall not go out Shibas Yomim for 7 days, until the day it is filled up your days of inauguration, until after the 7 days, because for 7 days you are being inaugurated. Although the Pasuk says that they may not leave Pesach Oil Moed for 7 days, Ibn Ezra explains that they were allowed to go out at night if they needed something, and even during the day, he said, Litzarcham, for their needs, they were able to go out. Ramban also says that this was only Bishas Avoida, during the time of the Avoida. When it was not during the time of the Avoida, during those 7 days, they may go out, if necessary, out of the Oil Moed. Kasher also Bayom Hazeh, what was done on this day of the first day of Miluim, Tziva Hashem Lases Lechapar Aleichem, Hashem commanded to do all 7 days. These exact karbonos, in this exact format, must be done every one of these 7 days. That is Rashi's first pshat. Rashi says the second pshat, Kasher Oso Bayom Hazeh, like was done on this day, which means that the Kohanim had to be separated for 7 days in order to be inaugurated. Tziva Hashem Lasais. Hashem commanded also a 7 day separation for the one that was Lasais making the Paraduma. And also Lechaper Aleichem, a 7 day separation was necessary for the one that was being Mechaper Aleichem, the Kohen Gadol, before Yom Kippur. Ufesach oyim moyet heish for yomim v'laylo shivas yomim. And in the Azara you shall sit for 7 days, day and night. Ushmartem es mishmeres Hashem, and you shall watch the watching of Hashem v'loy samusu, and you shall not die. Because if you go out, you will die. Ki chen tzuvesi, so I was commanded. The Mefarshim ask, how is it possible for the Pasuk to say that Aaron Uvanov should stay Pesach Oyel Moed, Yoimim Volaylo for 7 days, if Rashi says in Parshas Nosoi that every day of the Shiva Shemei Amiluim, Moshe erected the Mishkan and dismantled it. So if he dismantled the Mishkan every day, so there was a time where there was no Azara. So how can they be Pesach Oyel Moed for 7 days, Yoimim Volaylo? Mizrahi learns that when it says Pesach Oyel Moed, it means B'mokoyim Pesach Oyel Moed, in the place where the Pesach Oyel Moed was, in the place where the Azara stood. So when it was dismantled, they were able to stay over there and be Mekayim Shivas Yomim Teshvu Pesach Oyel Moed. Gor Aryeh, the Maral says that Moshe dismantled it in the morning. It was up a whole night, and they brought Karbonos a whole night, and he dismantled the Mishkan in the morning. So therefore, it was possible to be Pesach Oyel Moed for 7 days, Yoimam V'layla. And the pasuk continues, "Vayas Aaron uvonov es kol advarim asher tziva Hashem biyad Moshe." And Aaron and his children did everything like Hashem commanded Moshe. The pasuk is telling us that he did not veer to the right or to the left. He did exactly what Hashem commanded Moshe. Zok Rashi, "Tziva Hashem lasos kol shivas hayomim." What Hashem commanded you to do on this day, the first day of Miluim, you shall do for all 7 days. For Rabbeinu Zal Darshu, our Chachamim Darshin, Lasois, what does the pasuk mean, Lasois? Zem Maisa Parah. This is the Maisa of making the Parah Adumah. Lechaper Zem Maisa Yom Kippurim. Lechaper is coming to tell us about the Kohen that does the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Ulalamed, and to teach us, She Kohen Gadol Ton Prisha Kodim Yom Kippurim Shivas Yomim. The Kohen Gadol who does the Avodah on Yom Kippur needs to be separated for 7 days prior to Yom Kippur. Vechen Kohen Aser Esapara, the Kohen that burns the Parah Aduma, he also must be separated for 7 days before. And that is learned from this Pasuk where the Kohanim were separated for 7 days during their inauguration. Veloy Samusu, if they stay Pesach Oyel Moed, they will not die. If you don't do it and you leave Pesach Oyel Moed when you do not need to, then you are Chayav Misa. To sing their praises of Aaron Uvonov that they did not veer to the right or to the left on the commandment of Moshe.